Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray Big, Already in Progress.
You better straighten your act up. God does not play games. If there's anything we've learned at this ministry, He does not play games, does He, Jeff?
That's right.
Broke a covenant He made over a cell phone. I mean, adultery, I can understand. A cell phone? Obviously, God takes things a little different than I do. But He bought a cell phone. And she got so mad at him for buying that cell phone, she said, I hate you. Now then, that's a dangerous thing too. When you say you hate somebody, you've just opened the door to the demonic world. And the devil, he knows now that he has legal right. And so the devil says, oh, okay, little Gideon, it's what has changed. The change is what she's carrying him in her womb. She gets into gross unforgiveness and tells her husband she hates him. If you're a woman and you've ever said that, you better repent to your husband. Because I guarantee every one of these things will be judged. We don't get by with nothing. And that's why we see so many people here get healed. We tell you the truth out here. And I've had some people walk right out of the service and say, I don't believe what he's teaching. That's okay. I know what I'm teaching is the truth. I know it works, doesn't it, Max? It worked for you too, didn't it? He got healed. You know, I mean, but multitudes of people that come out here get healed. To think, mama's carrying a baby in her womb and she's angry. What does the scripture say about do not go to bed angry? Do not let the sun go down on your wrath? Does it say things like that? Why do you think God put that in the Word? Do you think there must be something behind this? You know, and here we are Christians, call ourselves Christians. We get mad at somebody over some little something. Some of the things you get mad at, you know, I wouldn't wish this on nobody. But if you could have been here yesterday afternoon when they brought those two, that little boy and that little girl, 13 and 14 years of age, and saw them in those wheelchairs, that mother is going to be strapped with those two kids until they die. Or she dies. And of course, you know what the covenant breaker, the daddy of those two children, you know what he did? He committed adultery in both cases. He got a woman pregnant and then he's out having sex with another stupid woman. And so he brings two children into the world because of his stupid sin. And they're going to be afflicted forever until God brings them somewhere. I believe that's why they were here, Mike, to train us. I sent you Jenna, and you prayed the prayer of faith for Jenna, and I healed her. I sent you Gideon. Jeff prayed, and I healed him. I mean, little Gideon began to get well immediately after the prayer and the praise. I mean, immediately he began to get better. His kidney started working, and he got healed. And week before last, when Cheryl and I was in Baltimore, they brought him from Pennsylvania. They brought the whole family and stayed all three meetings. And we got to watch little Gideon run up and down the aisles and playing like all the other kids. Isn't that something? And some of us have never really had a sick day or a problem. And all we do is fuss and grumble and complain. Or if we do get somebody to pray for us and we don't completely get healed by tomorrow, we're fussing and grumbling and complaining so this don't work. No, with that kind of an attitude, it won't ever work. You know, God is trying to get your attention. He's trying to get all of our attention. He has a plan for His church, and He is straightening up the church. He's building the church. I know that since He brought Jenna to us, I saw Him bring us Caitlin 15 years ago, and I saw that little girl get miraculously healed. I got to see Cook's Medical Center get cleaned out. I mean, every child that was on his deathbed, I prayed for down there in that 30 days I was there, and I got to see every one of those children live, every one of them, nine of them that were going to die. I got to pray. I was known as the man that when you pray, the child gets well. That's the way it should be for all of us. We ought to be out doing something for Jesus. Well, we saw that. And then we saw Jenna get healed. That awesome story. Some of you don't know the story of Jenna. The pictures are out there on the wall. Awesome story. But today we got a fresh one. Gideon. Gideon just got healed. Perfect. Running up and down the aisles. And then after we had the testimony yesterday of Gideon, then we got to see that woman that right at the end bring those two little boys, or a little boy and a little girl, 13 and 14 years of age. When I looked at them, my heart didn't even jump. I said, God, this is a piece of cake for you. You told me not to worry about it. You told me just to lay hands on them and you'll heal them. Amen. So, Lord, I got that kind of faith now, don't we, Jeff? Amen. He's building our faith, don't we, Mike? Amen. Scott? Yes. We got that kind of faith. It's not that we have to have a great amount of faith. Just know a little word and walk in obedience to his word, love him, and then just touch him in Jesus' name. I mean, I can guarantee you that in the times that I've laid hands on somebody or reached over and touched them, if they have an excruciating headache, pain, or whatever, and just touch them, I know. I mean, in my knower, I know when I touch them in the name of the Master that they're going to receive what I've got for them. Don't y'all know that?
Amen.
You know it. And somebody says, you know, I need you to show me how to do this. No, it's not difficult. You're healed. I laid hands on you for healing. You're healed. Jesus told me, he said, you don't have to pray for them. He said, then these signs shall follow them that believe. Just lay hands on them and they'll be healed. To those that believe, that's what he says, Max, you're absolutely right. And to those that believe, Paula, does it work?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You've been well about a year now, haven't you?
It's March. I was
March. And you see the fruit this girl's producing? I mean, she did this last year. She's so grateful to the Lord for what she's done. She wants to produce fruit for the kingdom. And you know what that does to God? He loves it.
I did it last year before I was healed, believing the whole time.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she did it. She made these cakes before she got healed. She was believing that she's going to get healed before. I hadn't even thought about that, girl. Praise the Lord. She didn't wait till she got healed. She started doing things before. You know what we really, all of us, when we do go home today, on the way home, or when we start to leave here, you ought to stand up and say, Lord, I got fingers and they still work. I got eyes and I can still see, Lord. I want to praise you and thank you and worship you that I'm still intact. I can still run. I can still play. I will praise you forever. No, it doesn't make any difference what happens to me. I will praise you forever, Lord. I will worship you forever. You know, it's real easy for me to praise because I can just start right over here on the front row and go around this room. And do you know that almost everybody in this room is here today? Has been healed in this ministry. Almost every one of you have received some kind of an awesome. Every one of you got a tremendous testimony. And to think that I went to a church most of my life, churches, that we never had a testimony. We never had a healing. We never had a miracle. We didn't even believe in it. But boy, that did change when I began to really get serious about reading and studying God's word. And then when I see what happened with little Gideon, and I saw how quick God healed him. I mean, just think. Here his body is swelled up so big, his eyelids are hanging down. I mean, you really can't see how really bad he really was. He was sad, sad shape. I mean, he was 30 or 31 pounds overweight, and that's about all he weighed. He was just, you saw how big he was? He looked blowed up like a balloon. But after we found the sin. Now, Cheryl and I had prayed for him two or three times here.
After every email and phone call.
Yeah, we prayed for him, but nothing worked. Just like with Jenna. We prayed for Jenna every time they contacted us. Every time, everybody prayed, but it didn't work. But when we found Jenna's sin, it wasn't Jenna's sin, it was the mother's sin. When we found the mother's sin and the mother repented of her sin, then we prayed, and in 2 weeks, Jenna was completely healed. Of course, we got that beautiful letter just the other day. Now, she was 8 when we prayed for her. The other day, the letter says, Pastor Thurman, we're so grateful for the Living Savior Church and what y'all have learned there and your prayers of faith. We want you to know that Jenna had her 17th birthday today, and her skin is just glowing. She's so beautiful. Her skin is glowing. Now, was that some spectacular thing we did? Now, what did we do? We found the sin. We got her to repent of the sin. Then we prayed a simple prayer of faith, and God healed that child. And then when it comes down to little Gideon, same kind of deal. I mean, we prayed and we prayed and we prayed with no results. No results, Jeff. Yeah. And then we kept praying and looking for the answer. And God, on the way up there, I guess he was on the way up there when the Lord spoke to you, right?
Yep.
The Lord told him, he's praying, Lord, what about, I know that you can heal this child, but I got to know what's wrong, what's the problem? And he gave him a word. What has changed with Gideon? The covenant was broken with Gideon. The covenant was broke. It didn't make no difference how many times we remitted sin. It didn't make any difference how many times we said it is done. We're doing it in total faith like we do everything. The little guy's getting worse and worse and worse. Now he's down to 2 or 3 weeks from death. And of course, he don't know what to do. He don't know what to do. Have no idea. The mother and daddy don't know what to do. But praise God, we know what to do. We know what to do. Pray. Like Jeff said, God can't answer a prayer if you don't pray it. But if you pray it, he can answer you and tell you what the problem is. And so whenever he did, Jeff went up there and he began to talk to him about what the problem is. And they realized what the problem was. And so when she said she's got the little guy, he's been in her womb and he's now about two years old, I guess. Something like that, two or two and a half now. And she said to her husband, I hate you. You know, for a God that said to the woman, I command you to love your husband. I command you to respect your husband. But he's not respectful. It doesn't make any difference. He's your husband. You have a job and a responsibility to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to obey him. And if you don't, I can assure you he's merciful, but I can assure you the day will come when you will wish you had have done what he said.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray Big, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.